Do you hear that sound, David?
Yeah, that wild kind of dirty pounding ecstatic sound.
Yeah, what is that? Sounds like a strange haircut in a hurricane.
That's the beat of the veins, Sean. That's what keeps you alive. It's like the other guy said, electricity comes from other planets.
The beat of the veins, eh? All right.
Beat of the veins, beat of the veins, beat of the veins, beat of the veins. On, get your race run, get your buzz back on. So pump your heart and make a start and get your buzz back on. With beat of the veins, beat of the veins, beat of the veins, beat of the
Rock Podcast number 743. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from London's Comet Gain. The song is called Beat of the Veins, and it's on the band's new album, Letters to Ordinary Outsiders, which came out June 6th on Tepete Records. It is an indie pop record. That song there is a little of aberration, a little more garage than the rest of the album, but I thought it fit the podcast well. All of it's good, though. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to fall in love. I got all good music for you this week, though, and we're going to continue on here with Lalou. The song is called Toulé Até.
Sans temps, sans les
We just heard from Civil Rats from Philly and the song Couch Rats. That's on the band's new album, Get Outta Here, which came out June 6th on their own Dumbest Records. It's available digitally now, but the vinyl doesn't come out until August, so go ahead and make a pre-order now, and then you can stream guilt-free. It's an excellent punk rock record, and you're going to want to pick that one up. Before that, it was Lulu with the song Tu Le Ate, and two chances for me to destroy the French language. I apologize there. That's on the band's self-titled album that came out June 6th on Howlin' Banana, or a lot of different labels depending on where you are in the world. Just a really good power pop record there. Really enjoying that one quite a bit. Anyway, we'll continue on here. Maybe jump a little bit in the time machine. Chelsea, take us back to 1979.
Something about the change.
That is Autos from Santa Cruz, California, and the song Spark in the Dark. That's on a new self-titled 12-inch that just came out June 13th on Dandy Boy Records. Lots of punk rock, lots of heartland rock and roll in there as well. I really enjoy that one. Before that, we heard from Chelsea with the song Don't Get Me Wrong. That was on a compilation that came out called No Escape, released in 1980 by IRS Records, though that was a single from 1979. It was also called something else when it was released in the UK, but that's the version my record store had there. All right, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I've got more new music for you here. This is Whitney's Playland with the song Only Daughter.
Sneak into their beds. It's all sage, a small loose thread fallen straight from your bamboo sweater. Thank you.
is the sound of Sea Lemon, the project of Natalie Liu of Seattle. The song is called Crystals. That one features one Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie joining her on a verse there. It's on the new album Diving for a Prize, which came out June 13th on Luminel Records. Most of the record's very dream pop. That song there, a little more driving. I kind of like that one better for the podcast, but the whole album is just beautiful. You can drift away to that one. And then before that, we heard from Whitney's Playland with the song Only Daughter. That's on the Long Rehearsal 7-inch. It'll be out this Friday, June 20th, also on Dandy Boy Records. That's a wonderful San Francisco project. And there's great variety, even on just the three songs on that podcast. So a real winner there. Hunt that one down. I think you'll be happy. Anyway, we are out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 743, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got lots of great things coming up, starting with Fawn, a German pagan metal, playing Granada on the 16th. On the 17th, Drifters at Skate Bar, and that one's with Green Jello. On the 18th, Head and the Heart is at the Uptown, while the Darts are playing at Minibar. On the 19th, Swallowtails play at Electric Park, nice little outdoor show there. Black Monkeys play at the Rhino that night. On the 20th, Major Matt Mason is at Velo Garage, another great outdoor show. 21st, Tanqueray is playing the Howdy, and Dan Jones is playing a 3 p.m. show at Union Station. I'm going to try to make both of those. Tripping Daisy comes to the Warehouse on Broadway on the 23rd, while Casket Lottery plays Farewell. Esther Rose plays the Bottleneck on the 24th. On the 26th, True Lions are at Electric Park. 27th, Uncouth plays the Mini Bar. Touchdowns play that night at Record Bar. And on the 29th, Drifter returns to the Bottleneck. Looking over at the website, only one new thing out there. There's photos, videos, and thoughts of the Hoods, Honey, and Yeah Right hardcore show that happened a couple weeks ago. I'm way behind, but expect a big dump of things coming out there soon. All right, time for one more track here for you. And I've got a good summer track for us. I've got one by Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. This was from the band's debut album called Herb Alpert Presents Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. And the song is Mais Que Nada, or Mais Que Nada, maybe. My Portuguese. Anyway, it came out in 1966 on A&M Records, and just an excellent bossa nova record there from this band, all based out of LA at the time. And it's a great summer record, and it feels good to me. So we're going to end things here. This is Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, Mais Que Nada. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este está.